Alleluia! Christ is risen.
The Lord is risen indeed. Alleluia!
Almighty God, to you all hearts are open, all desires known, and from you no secrets are hid. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name. Through Jesus Christ. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Almighty God, who through your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, overcame death and opened to us the gate of everlasting life, grant that we who celebrate with joy the day of the Lord's resurrection may be raised from the death of sin by your life-giving Spirit. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Please be seated for the readings.
A reading from the book of Acts. Then Peter began to speak to the Gentiles. I truly understand that God shows no partiality, but in every nation, anyone who fears him and does what is right is acceptable to him. You know the message he sent to the people of Israel, preaching peace by Jesus Christ. He is Lord of all. That message spread throughout Judea, beginning in Galilee after the baptism that John announced, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power, how he went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. We are witnesses to all he did, both in Judea and in Jerusalem. They put him to death by hanging him on a tree, but God raised him on the third day and allowed him to appear, not to all the people, but to us who were chosen by God as witnesses, and who ate and drank with him after he arose from the dead. He commanded us to preach to the people and to testify that he is the one ordained by God as judge of the living and the dead. All the prophets testify about him that everyone who believes in him receives forgiveness of sin through his name. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
A reading from the first letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians. If for this life only we have hoped in Christ, we are of all people most to be pitied. But in fact, Christ has been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who have died. For since by death came through a human being, the resurrection of the dead has also come through a human being. For as all die in Adam, so all will be made alive in Christ. But each in his own order. Christ the first fruits, then at his coming those who belong to Christ. Then comes the end, when he hands over the kingdom of God to the Father, after he has destroyed every ruler and every authority and power. For he must reign until he has put all his enemies under his feet. The last enemy to be destroyed is death. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Early on the first day of the week, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene came to the tomb and saw that the stone had been removed from the tomb. So she ran and went to Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one whom Jesus loved, and said to them, "They have taken away our Lord out of the tomb, and we do not know where they have laid him." Then Peter and the other disciples set out and went toward the tomb. The two were running together, but the other disciple outran Peter and reached the tomb first. He bent down and looked in and saw the linen wrappings lying there, but he did not go in. Then Simon Peter came, following him, and he went into the tomb. He saw the linen wrappings lying there and the cloth that had been on Jesus' head, not lying with the linen wrappings, but rolled up in a place by itself. Then the other disciples who reached the tomb first also went in, and he saw and he believed. For as yet they did not understand the scripture, that he must rise from the dead. The disciples returned to their home, but Mary stood outside, weeping at the tomb. As she wept, she bent over to look into the tomb. She saw two angels in white sitting where the body of Jesus had been lying, one at the head and the other at the feet. They said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping?" She said to them, "They have taken away my Lord, and I do not know where they have laid him." When she had said this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there, but she did not know it was Jesus. Jesus said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you looking for?" Supposing him to be the gardener, he said to him, "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have laid him, and I will take him away." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned and said in Hebrew, "Rabboni," which means teacher. Jesus said to her, "Do not hold on to me, because I have not ascended to the Father. But go to my brothers and say to them, I am ascended to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God." Mary Magdalene went and announced to the disciples, "I have seen the Lord." She told him he had said these things. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. My grandpa was a good man, a gentleman, who loved his grandchildren and loved to build things. He and Meemaw lived on Sanibel Island when I was a little girl. And once or twice a year, we got to go down and visit them there. When I went to see my grandpa, he would always make something special just for me. One of his favorite things to make were lamps that were made out of driftwood. that he found on the beach. They were so beautiful. He had turned his whole garage into a workshop with all kinds of tools that fascinated me. When I was about 4 years old, I went to see my grandpa, and he had made me a present. This was a present that I would never forget. It was a kite. A kite of many colors. He had made it with multicolored paper and bamboo, and it had a long tail. I remember that kite so vividly, even today. How beautiful, almost miraculous, it looked to my little eyes. I want to fly it right now, Grandpa, I said. Okay, he chuckled. So we went off to the beach. Grandpa described to me how he would hold the kite and I could run as fast as my little legs would carry me, and he would let go and the kite would go higher and higher into the sky and it would fly. I could not wait. I got ready. Grandpa said, on your mark, get set, go. And I started to run as fast as I could, and he let go of the kite and it went up into the sky. I looked back as I was running and it was dancing and swaying. The most beautiful, miraculous flight I had ever seen. And Grandpa called out to me, watch out for the lifeguard's chair. But I didn't care. I kept on running because it was so beautiful. And all I wanted was for it to fly. Well, you can guess what happened. The kite got tangled up in the lifeguard's chair. You know, those things are tall, especially when you're four. Grandpa called out, it's okay, just don't pull too hard. Well, I didn't listen to that either. I yanked and I pulled. I was ready for that kite to get back up there again. I pulled so hard that the kite snapped in two. Half of it drifted to the ground and half of it was stuck, tangled up in the chair. I rushed over to examine the damage. I started to cry. Do you remember crying when you were really little and you can't even breathe because you're crying so hard? Your sobs seem to take every ounce of your energy. Grandpa, who was too old to run with me, rushed over and knelt down. I tried to get my words out through the sobs. It's broken, I said. It was all my fault. I didn't listen. Now everything was ruined. Grandpa put his arm on my shoulder and he looked at me with these sad and kind eyes. And he said something that I'll never forget. To this day, I remember his exact words. He said, I can fix this. I can fix this. Back in the time of the Bible, they had something called demons. We don't think we have demons today, except in horror movies. But back in biblical times, whenever something went wrong with a human being and they couldn't explain it, and they couldn't see where it came from, well, that was a demon. You see, there was no science and very little medicine, and how else would you explain when someone was overcome by a fit of epilepsy and they start writhing on the ground and foaming at the mouth? It was a demon. Or when someone was struck by Parkinson's disease and they started shaking and no one knew why? Demon. Or sometimes a young woman just started cutting herself. A demon. Or stopped eating. Demon. Or maybe someone got so depressed that they couldn't get out of bed. Demon. Everything from the physical to the mental and psychological, everything that we could not see or understand was called demon. It was a very broad concept, and yet somehow very true, because here were people who could not control their behavior and who were hurting themselves or suffering. It says in the Bible that Mary Magdalene had seven demons, seven different manifestations of something abnormal. We don't know what they were. Did she faint? Did she twitch? Did she scream? Did she hear voices? What was going on with her? We may never know, but we know that if the Bible said she had seven of them, that she was plagued by multiple symptoms. She was a tormented and broken woman. And you can be guaranteed that in the time of the Bible, when women were seen as property, as vessels in order to have babies, that Mary would have been alone, absolutely alone. Her family couldn't afford to feed her, and no husband would have someone like that. She was repulsive. So Mary was left on the streets, no doubt, to try to survive. Legend says that she was a prostitute, but there is no word prostitute in the Gospels. Maybe she had been attacked from time to time, but she could not have made money in such a way. She was alone. She was a beggar. She was broken and tormented, and her life was a mess. Until Jesus came. Did you know that more than he even taught, more than he even prayed, more than he even healed illnesses, Jesus cast out demons? He does it all the time in the Gospels. But I guess the word demon is so weird to us that we don't want to talk about it that much. But he did an awful lot of it. He cast out an awful lot of demons. Whenever someone was tormented and no one knew why, Jesus could heal them. He could fix it. What no one else could fix. When he heals Mary, she's unlike everyone else. You see, most of the people want to go back to their families or start a new life, but Mary wanted only to be with Jesus. She did not want to be parted from him for one second. He was her family. He was her teacher. He was her everything. From the moment that she is healed onward, Mary Magdalene is never apart from her Lord. This woman is the most unappreciated, unacknowledged, misunderstood of all of Jesus' followers. We don't count her among the 12 because she wasn't a man, so she couldn't be numbered. But in all of the Gospels, in all of them, Mary Magdalene is the only one consistently present at the cross, and she is the only one who arrives alone at the tomb in the Gospel of John. All she wanted to do was to be near his dead body. She could not be away from him. I guess when you've been that sick and tormented, you want to stay close to the one who made you well. You know what a gift it is to be well. And so early on this morning, Mary Magdalene rushes to the tomb, and when she sees that there is no body there, she is panicked. She rushes to get some of the men. Maybe they can help. Maybe they know what happened. When Peter and John run to the tomb and they have no explanations and they run off to try to seek answers, Mary breaks down and cries. The Bible says she weeps with those inexhaustible tears of desperation. Even angels sitting inside the tomb cannot convince her that everything's okay. Her world has cracked open. And when Jesus shows up, Mary doesn't even recognize him. She doesn't recognize him because she's hoping to see a dead body. That's as high as her expectations go. She had no idea that Jesus could not be broken by death. She had no idea. And then he says her name. And when Jesus says her name, Mary, she wakes up, and from that moment on, everything looks different. I know that some of you, all of you, have something broken in your lives. Maybe it's a relationship that just will not be reconciled. Maybe one of your closest loved ones has died and you can't seem to pull yourself together. Maybe you lost your job. Maybe you've said such mean words to your loved ones that you don't think that God could ever forgive you. Maybe you're suffering from cancer or alcoholism. Maybe you just don't seem to have lived the life that you hoped you would have lived, that you're disappointed. Whatever it is that breaks you open, God can fix it. That's what the resurrection is, don't you know? It's not just about going to heaven when we die. Resurrection changes the way you look at everything, because to every problem, to every desperate act, Christ says, I can fix it. And God's solutions, they don't look like what we expect. So many of us don't recognize God's answers because we're looking for something else. Just like Mary, we don't recognize when God fixes something. And Easter, we don't even know what Easter is anymore. Easter is not just a day. It's not just a day where we have a big party and hunt for eggs and then go back to work on Monday and life as usual. The ancient Christians celebrated Easter for 50 days. 50 days. The reason they did that was because it was supposed to trump Lent. The joy was supposed to outweigh everything else. It was supposed to be so long that you couldn't avoid it. This kind of joy is supposed to alter everything. The way you live, the way you love, the way you act. Because you do not have any cause to ever despair again. Never again. Darkness will not have the last word. Never again. Because Christ has risen. Mary, Jesus said, wake up. Don't you see me in the world all around you, making everything new? Watch for me. Use your resurrection eyes. Look at everything from the knowledge that God will make all things well. It may take time. You may have to wait for the dawn. But Christ is risen and will never die again. Amen.
Amen.
Let us stand and affirm our faith in the words of the Nicene Creed. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven. By the power of the Holy Spirit, he became incarnate from the Virgin Mary and was made man. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again in accordance with the scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son. With the Father and the Son, he is worshipped and glorified. He has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
Almighty God, we give you thanks for the resurrection of your Son, Jesus Christ. We thank you for showing us the path to eternal life. Risen Christ,
hear our prayer.
We ask your blessing on all who have died, that they may know the joy of the resurrection life. We especially remember Joseph Davis, Basil Collins, and Bob Falconetti. I also invite you to name those who have died aloud.
Don, Francis,
Risen Christ,
hear our prayer.
We pray for all who are ill, lonely, or suffering in any way. May they find the peace that passes all understanding. I invite you to speak the names of those in need aloud.
Jackie, Gus, Nancy, Barb.
Risen Christ,
hear our prayer.
We pray for all victims of violence, especially the victims of violence in our own community, that they and their families may find peace and strength. Risen Christ,
hear our prayer.
We pray for those who serve in the military, for their family and friends, that they may be held in the palm of your hand. Risen Christ,
hear our prayer.
We pray for peace throughout the world, that there may be understanding among races and peoples. Risen Christ,
hear our prayer.
We pray for the good use of our natural resources, that we may be led to nurture and maintain this planet. Risen Christ,
hear our prayer.
We pray for the city of Jacksonville. Help us to care for this city. Bless our government and our schools. Help us to serve you here in the heart of downtown. Risen Christ,
hear our prayer.
We pray for this cathedral and for all those who walk through these doors, that we may be led to glorify you in all things. We give thanks for all the blessings of this life. I invite you to name your blessings aloud.
For this community.
Risen Christ,
hear our prayer.
For yours is the majesty, O Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory, now and forever. Amen. May the peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
Please be seated. Welcome, everyone. Alleluia. Christ is risen.
The Lord is risen indeed. Alleluia.
You can do better than that. Alleluia. Christ is risen.
The Lord is risen indeed. Alleluia.
That's good. We're so glad you're here today. Welcome, welcome. If you want to know more about the cathedral, we have a little card in your pew that you can fill out, and we will send you our e-newsletter, which is kind of a cool thing. We also have tours which leave after this service from the font. If you are a baptized Christian, hold out your hands for the bread, and we will guide the cup to your lips for the wine. If you are not sure what you believe, or maybe you're from another faith tradition, cross your arms, and we'll give you a blessing, and that can't hurt, right? So come on up. Everybody is welcome to come up to the altar. We have classes beginning on Wednesday nights, including a new class called Living Joyfully, where we look at the resurrection appearances of Jesus. That's Wednesday nights beginning at 6:30 with dinner before. Also programs for children of all ages on Wednesday nights. And if you're interested in going on a retreat with the church, there's information at the back of the church about our retreat at Camp Weed. All of the wonderful people that decorated this church talked with me about our Easter lilies. And between this Sunday and next Sunday, they'll be getting old. So this is what we want you to do. If you know of someone who is ill or elderly or homebound, take a lily and bring it to them, okay? Not for yourselves, but for someone else. Someone who needs it and someone who could enjoy it. Please take one as you leave the church and give them away. Walk in love as Christ loved us and gave himself for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God.
Thank you.
acclaim you, Holy Lord, glorious in power. Your mighty works reveal your wisdom and love. You formed us in your own image, giving the whole world into our care, so that in obedience to you, our Creator, we might rule and serve all your creatures. When our disobedience took us far from you, you did not abandon us to the power of death. In your mercy, you came to our help, so that in seeking you, we might find you. Again and again, you called us into covenant with you, and through the prophets, you taught us to hope for salvation. Father, you love the world so much that in the fullness of time, you sent your only Son to be our Savior. Incarnate by the Virgin Mary, born of the Virgin Mary, he lived as one of us, yet without sin. To the poor, he proclaimed the good news of salvation, to prisoners, freedom, to the sorrowful, joy. To fulfill your purpose, he gave himself up to death, and rising from the grave, destroyed death and made the whole creation new. And that we might live no longer for ourselves, but for him who died and rose for us, he sent the Holy Spirit, his own first gift for those who believe, to complete his work in the world and to bring to fulfillment the sanctification of all. When the hour had come for him to be glorified by you, his heavenly Father, having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. At supper with them, he took bread, and when he had given thanks to you, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." After supper, he took the cup of wine, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me." Father, we now celebrate this memorial of our redemption, recalling Christ's death and his descent among the dead, proclaiming his resurrection and ascension to your right hand, awaiting his coming in glory, and offering to you, from the gifts you have given us, this bread and this cup. We praise you and we bless you. Lord, we pray that in your goodness and mercy, your Holy Spirit may descend upon us and upon these gifts, sanctifying them and showing them to be holy gifts for your holy people, the bread of life and the cup of salvation, the body and blood of your Son, Jesus Christ. Grant that all who share this bread and cup may become one body and one spirit, a living sacrifice in Christ to the praise of your name. Remember, Lord, your one holy Catholic and apostolic church, redeemed by the blood of your Christ. Reveal its unity, guard its faith, and preserve it in peace. And grant that we may find our inheritance with the Blessed Virgin Mary, with patriarchs, prophets, apostles, and martyrs, with Mary Magdalene, John, and all the saints who have found favor with you in ages past. We praise you in union with them and give you glory through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Through Christ and with Christ and in Christ, all honor and glory are yours, Almighty God and Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, forever and ever. Amen.
Amen.
And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Are the gifts of God for you. You are the people of God. Take them in remembrance that Christ died for you, and feed on him in your hearts by faith with thanksgiving. Please join me in sending forth our lay Eucharistic visitor who will bring communion to those who cannot come to church. In the name of St. John's Cathedral, I send you forth bearing these holy gifts, that those to whom you go may share with us in Christ's body and blood. We who are many are one body, because we all share one bread, one cup. Let us pray. Almighty and ever-living God, we thank you for feeding us with the spiritual food of the most precious body and blood of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, and for assuring us in these holy mysteries that we are living members of the body of your Son and heirs of your eternal kingdom. And now, Father, send us out to do the work you have given us to do, to love and serve you as faithful witnesses of Christ our Lord. To him, to you, and to the Holy Spirit, be honor and glory, now and forever. Amen. Almighty God has redeemed us and made us his children through the resurrection of his Son, our Lord. Therefore, may the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be upon you now and remain with you always. Amen. Amen.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Let us go forth in the name of the risen Christ.
Amen.